Hi, it's Alan Carrington again. July 2012, and I'm about to start on an international tour for our 4 weeks where I'm visiting six universities in Singapore, in England, in Ireland, and in Scotland. And everywhere I've been going and making inquiries, I've been getting one question, and that question's all about assessment and how does technology empower assessment? And what can we do about feedback? And interestingly enough, I've got a buddy here in the team. In academic speak, we call that colleagues, but he's much more than that. He's a good friend. And his name's Simon Smith. And Simon come up with a really, really innovative idea. I call it a workflow more than a piece of software. But I'm going to talk to Simon about quality feedback. And to be honest with you, this is of prime importance both to the facilitators and teachers as well as the academic. Hi, Simon. How are you doing?
Hi, Alan. How are you going?
I'm doing good. Tell me about this thing, because I've been literally watching you as this thing has been given birth. But what inspired you to start it? Where did the start come?
Well, it was more necessity than inspiration at the beginning.
Right.
I was doing some tutoring and services marketing, and I had to assess a lot of assignments, and I had to create a full page of feedback for every student.
For every student,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is quite a lot of work, and I realised that a lot of the feedback would be common, but we'd also need an element of personalisation as well. So to make my job a bit easier, I came up with a form where I could semi-automate the
electronic form?
Yeah, an electronic form, which is a semi-automated feedback where I could select the common feedback phrases, but within those interweave the personal feedback. And the idea is that the student in the end receives a written style of feedback in paragraph format based on each category of assessment, but also has interweaved in there the personal feedback.
It sounds to me as if personal feedback would be far more meaningful to the student than sort of the standard sort of run-of-the-mill stuff, wouldn't it? Yeah, making feedback so everybody thinks that the teacher's talking to them personally would be of the thing to do.
Yeah, that's where the main value is in it, I think.
And what about how did you, when you say you did it electronically, it's web-based, right? Is it web-based?
Yeah, it sits on a server up in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere.
So tell us how this works. The academic gets let's create a scenario. We've got 35 students and they've all written an assignment, and I guess it's in a Word document or a PDF document or something. It's electronic. They send it to the teacher. What does the teacher do with it?
Well, from there, I use an iPad, but it could be any annotation tool. But I open the assignment in an annotation tool, and I'll give feedback on the assignment itself. But in addition to this, I'll also give assessment criteria-based feedback.
Okay, so you use an app, let's talk about the specific app because it's a very powerful app. It's called iAnnotate, that's right? iAnnotate. And that actually converts Word documents as well to PDFs?
Yeah, the current version of iAnnotate converts from doc to PDF.
Okay, so then they start this annotation process where they add, what do? Do they just add comments? Do they write them or type them or what do they do?
You can type them in, you can add a note, you can highlight. If you want to, you can even record your voice, and that gets embedded into the PDF file.
That's an interesting thing to do. So they add this annotation to the document. Then what do they do?
Well, then I have a dedicated email address which sends it back to the feedback form, and from here you can create your page of feedback.
Okay, so you've electronically linked this now annotated PDF, right? You've linked it on the website to the scripting, and what happens then is that when the academic starts to move through the form, now when this will be on the blog site, so we're going to have some content there and links to see and a video to show people how this works. Because, and we'll get to what it does to the lecturer, let alone what it does to the student. But the lecturer then, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the lecturer then moves through this form, which is now online, and makes choices with radio buttons or ticks boxes or something. Is that right?
Yeah, it's similar to rubrics, except it's a phrase. And the idea is you select part of the phrase, but within that you interweave your own feedback. And this can be by continuing the phrase or by starting a new sentence. But eventually you don't need to read the text. After two or three goes, you know what the text is, and you just hit a button and it creates that paragraph.
Okay, and then what happens at the end? Now we've got a personalised, customised, well, particularly in the mind of the student. The student sees this thing that's really where they're at. What does a teacher do with that?
Well, at the end, you've got the annotated assignment, and next to that, you've got the full page of feedback, including a grades breakdown and a total grade, and you just push a button, and it emails both of them to the student.
Sorry about the cough. Okay, so now the student gets his assignment back, or her assignment back. It's got annotations on it, and now, as well as that, there is another PDF? Is that how it is? Yeah, it would be a PDF with this personalised feedback in the form of a rubric. Okay, tell me about it. What does this do to the teacher? Is it easier or harder? What's in it for the teacher?
Well, reports are, and from my own personal experience, it does save quite a lot of time. The separation of the common feedback not only allows time saving, but allows you to focus purely on the personalised part of the feedback that you're providing for the student.
And so then what's in it for the student would be, in fact, richer, more personalised feedback. Is that right?
Well, yes. The course that I was...
It's up to the academic, of course.
Well, yeah. The course that I was tutoring was services marketing, and I did a little pilot research project in the course, and I used the ServQual model to assess the student's perception of the quality of the content. And coincidentally, there's a couple of people around the world who have also been looking at using ServQual within an e-learning environment. And one of the dimensions of ServQual is a sense of empathy or a sense of personalization. And if students perceive the feedback as being personalized, or if they feel it has a sense of empathy with it, effectively it means that they perceive it as being as high quality according to the ServQual model. So to the extent that it comes across as being higher quality, students are more engaged with the feedback,
yeah,
and they're more involved in it, they're more likely to learn from it.
Absolutely. Now, I know for a fact some of our vet people have used this out at Roseworthy. Wasn't there some sort of report about a percentage saving in time? What was that?
Yeah, this is Susan who reported that it cut a third off her marking time.
33 1/3%. That's significant. Okay, now have we got any evaluation of the students' responses to it yet, or is it still too early?
Well, I had Seltz in the Seltz reports. For instance, one of the students reported that it was the best ever feedback they'd had at the university here. And this is a third year student.
That's pretty powerful. We're going to put the links to this, what we've talked about, on the blog entry, a video, a YouTube video on it, so people can see it. And I've been talking to Simon Smith, who works in the e-learning team here with me at the University of Adelaide. Simon, he calls it out of necessity, but incredibly creatively, has taken a very, very powerful PDF annotation app, linked it with scripting on a website, and turned it into a workflow that saves academics 33 1/3% of their time in marking, improves the quality of the feedback for the student. It's got to be win-win. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Thanks, Alan.